Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Comegys, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raised to Empower podcast. It feels really good to be back here talking with you after giving myself permission to take a true break this summer. If you have been here for a while or if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad to have you listening here today. This summer has been so good and truly so wild in many, many ways, which I mean, that's not just summer, that's life, right? But I'm going to be taking some time here today to kind of share what's been going on in my personal life and behind the scenes in business and what this summer meant for me and what it gave me. So this episode is going to be a bit of a catch up, but also a sneak peek of kind of where things are headed with this show and just my business in general. So today I'm going to be taking some time to tell you, like, what did I do with my time off, both like the mom life pieces and family, but also the business kind of behind the scenes work and what's changing in my business and this podcast and why that matters for you. But I want you to know that there is stuff here for you. This isn't just about me, and that hopefully by the end of this conversation, I want you to feel like you've been given permission to step back where you need to and come back bolder when you're ready. So let's start with kind of like the personal side of things, because I feel like that's where a lot of clarity kind of started for me in like where things are going with the business. If you listen to this show over the last year and a half, you've heard me talk about the challenges that I experienced with postpartum depression after my daughter was born in October of 23, and just the challenges of shifting into parenting three kids, as well as a military move that we had last summer. And the last really almost 2 years, really since the time my daughter was born, have just been nonstop for me personally in so many ways. And it's not just like the big things, but it's also the little things, like the crazy mundane events like stomach viruses, school closures, sports practices, doctor's appointments, all of those kinds of things. It's been just very hectic. And every year, at the beginning of a year, I pick a word to kind of guide me or focus me throughout the rest of the year. It's not like a goal thing, but really just to kind of help kind of filter where I'm choosing to give my energy and to kind of guide me. So in the past, I've had words like survive or thrive. Those have helped guide me for the seasons I have been in for those years. But my word for 2025 has been heal, with the intention on working on healing relationships, my body, and different parts of my business as well. So as we were approaching the summer months, I could feel that I was really going to need more flexibility with my schedule. I also knew that I didn't want to have such a rigid schedule with work and with family life. I really wanted to be able to kind of lean more into the calm or kind of relaxing nature that we think of typically with summer breaks. And I knew that this podcast was not something that I wanted to give up. Like, this is something I really, really enjoy. It's something that I'm really passionate about, and I actually really love doing. But I needed some time to kind of figure out where I wanted to go with the show and kind of the direction of my business. And I really felt like I needed to truly pause to be able to do that, just to kind of give my mind some space to think. And when I thought about taking the summer off, I absolutely had the immediate panic of like, oh shit, what if my show tanks? What if you don't come back and listen? What if I don't get the clarity that I'm looking for? But when I could quiet my mind, I knew that this was what my body and mind needed before I even did it. Like I knew I really needed this. And so I feel like this summer I was really able to embrace focusing on myself and my family in a way that I haven't been able to do probably since before I had my daughter. So I took 3 weeks of vacation this summer from my practice. Some of that was traveling to see family, which, let's be real, I love my family, but it's not really a vacation. It's equal part chaos and connection and like parenting in a different place without the things you need. And so other parts of the summer were taking time for me and my husband and my kids just to kind of slow down and have time together. We spent some time at the beach. We went to the pool. We took a week-long vacation to Williamsburg and just kind of got to explore areas that are not far from where we live that we haven't really gotten to venture to since we moved here. And so it was just really great to have that time away. And when we were in those vacation times, I really was able to detach from work. I wasn't trying to just like fit stuff in, or I didn't have this hustle of like, well, I still have to get this done. And it was really nice to not feel pulled into work even when I wasn't working. And so one of the other things I really made a point to prioritize this summer was my health, like my physical health. Between 3 babies in 7 years, along with 3 moves in those years as well, my health really has just kind of gotten put on the back burner. But I was really finally able to have some time, like starting this past spring, to really start making appointments. I was able to get back into pelvic floor therapy and address some chronic health issues that haven't been addressed in years. And it was such a reminder for me that our bodies hold so much. And when we don't take care of them, the problems will eventually make themselves unavoidable. And then you will be forced to stop. And sometimes it's worse. And so one of the other things that I realized kind of in this health quest for myself over the summer was just the reminder that so many of us as women experience in getting the healthcare we need, especially if you are a woman of color. The amount of energy it takes to advocate for yourself and like try to find the right providers, just try to make some noise to simply be heard and believed is just exhausting. So I want to acknowledge that. And if you are experiencing that, just to say, I see you. And encourage you, as exhausting it is, not to give up. There are providers out there. It's just hard to find them. But you're not alone. So from that personal side, this summer really helped me to slow down and definitely has given me time to kind of evaluate what I want things to look like heading into the fall, both in family life and also in business. On the business and the professional side, even though I took a step back from the podcast for the summer, I still had a lot going on and my businesses weren't at a standstill. Since 2020, I've been teaching CEUs or continuing education credits. And this summer, I held 3 on hurricane trauma. It's one of my favorite trainings that I have to teach. But this was also the first time that I got to lead one of my trainings in person in July. It was such a different experience than teaching online, and I hadn't done that since the pandemic, but it was really good to be in the same room with other professionals, you know, seeing them nod, having like real discussion, feeling that connection. And it was definitely a different experience than teaching online, but it felt really good. I also got to go back to New Orleans this summer, which is where I led the training in person. And I think I have shared before, but New Orleans is a really special place for me. It's where I went to grad school. It's where my husband and I met. It's where I had my second baby. It's really where I consider home, and it's the place I've lived the longest in my adult life. But the trip to New Orleans wasn't just about going there to lead the continuing education class. I was also able to attend the Postpartum Support International Conference there. This is their national conference that they hold annually, and this year it was in New Orleans. It was just so good to connect in person with other providers, to just kind of feel that energy, to learn from them and discuss things. Working online, I love. Like, I love my practice. being online. It really does give me what I need to be able to have the flexibility and the balance in family and home life. But from the time that we moved from New Orleans in 2021, like we left there and moved to Florida, I really have not had a chance to develop in-person colleagues. So it was just a good connection with people, and it really gave me like encouragement and focus to want to start building connections more with providers in person in the area that I now live. So if you are listening to this, if you are in the Virginia Beach, the Norfolk area, hit me up. Let's connect because I really would love to start fostering some of that again in person. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. Behind the scenes, I was also quietly trying to really be quiet and just kind of listen to what is the message that I want to be projecting in my business and through my brand. What are the things I want to focus on? What do I want my brand to stand for? What do I want Raise to Empower to be about? Even before I went to school to become a social worker, social justice and advocacy have just been a part of who I am. They're really important to me. It's partly why I think I went into social work. And while I feel that does get incorporated into my private practice with clients, I don't feel that I have been able to fully integrate it into my coaching and consulting that I do with Raise to Empower in the ways that I really want to. So I've been working behind the scenes this summer on a bit of a rebrand. And honestly, I don't think that it's anything life-altering or totally upending of the work that I already do in this business, but it's making some small pivots and leaning more into messaging that resonates with me, more of the direction I want to go and how I want to serve you as listeners and as people in my community. And so Raise to Empower is evolving. We are not stopping on helping you build a private practice or market your practice. That's not going away at all. But it's also going to be moving more into advocacy and empowerment, not just the how to run a practice, but how to run one that resists systems that were never built for us as women or moms in the first place. How do we build businesses and run practices and raise kids and fight the patriarchy in the context of the world and society that we live in today? And then what are the impacts that the events of the world have on us as moms, as women, and as therapists? These are the questions and topics and framework that I want to use to help guide my work and all that I do to support the women I work with. So the rebrand is not fully complete. It is still a work in progress, and I have some really exciting things, I think, coming up with that. But I already kind of feel myself kind of coming home to myself. And I'm really excited to see where this takes things. The truth is, this summer, I did take a step back from podcasting and promotion. I wasn't pushing content. I wasn't trying to be everywhere online. I really just needed to regroup to kind of check in with myself and to listen to what I felt most aligned with. And it's great to know that this has still been waiting for me to pick up. This podcast didn't go anywhere. It's been here waiting to run with me when I was ready to return. And I know that some of you need to hear that too, that you can step away without losing everything you've built. Sometimes it's the only way to really build the next thing. So let's talk about what's next for this show and my business. The podcast is still going to give you practical strategies and tools for starting and running and growing your private practice, the tools to make it sustainable. I love working with other therapists and women on those things, and I love sharing what I'm finding works and how it might work for you. But I'm also widening the lens. We are living in a time, politically, socially, where silence is not an option. And as women, as moms, as therapists, the systems around us impact us every single day, from reproductive rights to access to healthcare to how our work is valued or devalued. And we can't talk about practice building in isolation anymore, because building a private practice does not happen in a vacuum. It happens in a world that is shaped by politics and systems that were not built for us. And that's exactly why our voice matters. This means that you're going to be hearing more conversations at the intersection of motherhood, the business of therapy, and social activism. We'll talk about how social issues and policies show up in your caseload, your paycheck, and in the therapy room, and how you can respond not just as a clinician, but as a whole person who has a voice and who has choice. We will look at the ways that the challenges of motherhood are heightened or addressed or neglected, and how they impact us as therapists and as businesswomen. And what can we do to make changes for ourselves and each other? I will continue to bring on many, many therapists. It's what I love to do, to help elevate others' voices. But I will also be inviting activists, thought leaders, and women who are just making a change in different spheres. People who, like us, are trying to navigate ambition and caregiving and still make their voices heard. As much as we have been taught to be that blank slate and somehow check our personal lives and the outside world at the door, it's not real. Our work does not exist in a vacuum, and I believe that therapists, especially moms in practice, are uniquely positioned to model what it looks like to build things differently, to go against that status quo, to say, you know, I'm not going to just keep doing because you say so. We get to take what we want, and we get to build differently for what works for us. And so if there's one takeaway from my summer, it's this: that stepping back doesn't mean you're failing or falling behind or that everything is just going to fall apart. I'm someone who really enjoys exercise, and pre-kids, I used to be a runner. I'm not good at it, but it's something that I really do enjoy, and I still do when I'm in shape and it doesn't hurt so much. And I really have found it to be really helpful for my mental health in a variety of reasons. And so I just enjoy moving my body. And if you are someone who has exercised or ever done some kind of sport, you've been told, you know, we need rest days in, you know, no matter what exercise you're doing, we need rest days. But it can be really hard to take them because we're afraid, well, I'm going to lose momentum, or I'm going to lose my muscle. What if I lose progress, right? Like, somehow that by taking that rest or taking that break, things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. But one of the things I have seen for myself, and I don't know why I'm surprised every time this happens, but when I do take rest days or my body has forced me to do so, I'm always shocked by actually how much stronger I am, and my endurance often improves in coming back from that rest. My body adapts. It's just stronger somehow. And I think the same thing is true for us in business, whether that is through private practice or additional income streams. Sometimes we get so in the weeds and feel the need to just keep pushing and growing or hustling, but it can lead us to feeling out of alignment and not really able to kind of see the bigger picture of what we want or what we need. But when we have big goals or are striving for something, it can be really hard to take that pause. But I think it's important to remember, and I need this message too, I am preaching to myself, that ambition isn't just about grinding every single day. Like, the hustle culture has tried to tell us that. It's not, though. It's not about the grind, but it's really about building something that lasts, that's kind of that legacy that gives you what you need and is sustainable. And I believe that a big part of that means resting, regrouping, and making space for clarity. While it absolutely feels like some days, especially when so many systemic things are fighting against us, that motherhood and ambition like don't work together, the truth is that motherhood and ambition are not at war with one another. They can and they do coexist. But that coexistence requires that we stop buying into the myth that ambition only counts if it's exhausting, if it's visible, or constant, right? Like, that people see it. But I am giving you a permission slip that you can pause, you can regroup, that you can take vacations, you can see family, you can go to your own therapy, you can say no to overscheduling, whether that is overscheduling in your family life or overscheduling in your practice. And that when you come back, that you will come back stronger and clearer and bolder because you've given yourself the space to breathe. So if this is stirring something in you, maybe you realize it's time for a shift in your practice, or you want to map out this next season with more clarity and less chaos, that's exactly why I offer clarity and strategy sessions. This is a one-on-one session where you and I work together and we take what feels overwhelming or uncertain in your business, whether it is your marketing, whether it is your scheduling, whether it is your niche or your messaging, and we work together to make it clear. We talk about your goals, your values, the life that you actually want outside of work, and a plan that we can build to match that. No hustle, no guilt, just clarity and strategy. So if you are ready to kind of reimagine your next chapter, you can use the link in the show notes to book a session. And I would love to be able to support you in making your ambition and your goals in your private practice feel doable and sustainable again. It really does feel so good to be back here podcasting again. And I am really excited for some things that I have up my sleeve that I can't share yet, but I want you to stick around because there are some really exciting things coming that I'm going to be sharing about on this show. So if you came back with me after this break, thank you so much for coming back and thank you so much for sticking around. I want you to remember that motherhood and ambition are not opposites. They are both part of your story and that you get to write it that way. Nobody else gets to define it for you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.